Praise the Lord, everyone. What a magnificent presence we feel here today. And Pastor, I appreciate you not wanting to preach after that and making me preach after that. But I promise I'm going to do my best to keep that feeling alive that we have in here today. Let's get one more hand clap of praise unto the Lord today. Amen, amen. It's so good to see everyone here today on this beautiful Sunday. I have to remember that it is Sunday and not Tuesday, so if I say tonight instead of today, don't make fun of me because I'm used to Tuesday night. But I want everyone just to look around this church for a second. We've talked about it a few times already today, but in just 3.5 years, look what the Lord has done to this house today. We're in a time of transition, but it's not a bad thing, that time of transition. It's because of the many blessings that God has given us. It's because of the many ministries that we have in this church. It's because of the amazing people that the Lord has blessed us with. And I give honor to our pastor today. I give honor to Brother Carl for being an amazing mentor in my life. And I give honor to all the leadership in this church today. I'm excited to kick off this revival with a focus on the youth this week. How many are thankful for all the faithful young people we have in our church? You know, this army is truly a strong one, and I'm excited, and I know that we can successfully add to that army of our youth. Pastor asked me to focus on the youth, but church, no matter what age you are, you will always be a child of God. So I want to speak to God's children today. I want to speak to God's children. Go with me, if you have your Bibles, to the book of Philippians. Now, I want to tell you today that if you want to take notes, if the Lord gives you something that you hear that you want to jot down, please go ahead and do it. If the Lord moves you to shout or to help me preach today, don't hide that. Let it show. But if you feel like just sitting back and listening, that's okay too. But my one ask today is that you just lean in close. Just lean in close. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today. We have that amazing feeling, and someone needs this message today. But if you just sit back, you might miss it. You might miss that one chance to change your life today. Book of Philippians, we're going to be in chapter 1. It's going to be a decently long passage of scripture today, but it's definitely a good one. We're going to be in the book of Philippians, chapter 1. And start in verse 12. When you get there, shout amen. Amen. And if you don't have your Bibles, the words will be provided on the screen for you. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even in envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Church, the title of my message today is Choosing Your Change. Choosing Your Chains. That should say chains, not chance, but that's okay. Choosing Your Chains. Choosing Your Chains. Lay your Bibles gently down in your seats, and let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord today. Precious Jesus, we come before you today, Lord. We thank you, Almighty God, for the wonderful presence we feel here today, Lord. Lord, right now I ask that you open the hearts and minds of every person in this place, Lord, to seek you out, Lord. Lord, and I pray that the words that come from my mouth today might be the words that you want your people here today, that you want your children in this house to hear today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this presence again, Lord, and we ask all these things in your mighty name, Jesus. In your mighty name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Our musicians may go down and you may be seated today. But don't sit down on that presence we feel here today, church. Choosing your chains. One of the big things that I didn't like about being a teenager was never feeling like I was in control over my life. You know, I got a sense that I couldn't make my own decisions. I didn't like being told what I could and what I couldn't do. You know, from having to be home at certain times or your parents telling you you can't be friends with this person or that person. Do I have any control freaks in the house today? Any control freaks? Angie, I know your hand should be up. Where are you? Thank you. Some of us really, really like being in control, and when we feel like we aren't in control, it makes us anxious, it makes us irritable, and it makes us afraid. And I bring this up because we see the Apostle Paul, who's like the most important missionary of all time, and he's in a situation at this point in his life where his circumstances are out of his control. He has no control over the circumstance. He's locked up in a prison on a false charge because of something that he didn't even do. And now he's writing back to this church that he started. This church of Philippi, it was the first church that Paul started in Europe. And the way that he started it is that he was having some meetings and they locked him up in prison. And at midnight, he was singing and praying to God when God sent an earthquake, and that earthquake shook the prison, and his chains came loose, and not only did his chains come loose, but everyone else's around him as well. This is for somebody today. Your praise breaks chains. Your praise breaks chains. So the next time depression comes on you, and you feel bound, and the next time you feel like your situation is more than your strength, turn to your neighbor and says, my praise breaks chains. So I don't have to just sit in difficult situations. And if I keep my mind right and I focus on the things above, my praise will break chains. So this week, in this time of revival, it's important to remember that your praise will break your chains. While you're praising God, chains will fall off, chains of addiction, chains of insecurity, chains of anxiety. Chains break when praise raises. Somebody give him some praise in this house today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now Paul is writing to the church of Philippi, and he's updating them on his situation, and right now it's not too good. He's in prison. He's been there for a while, and nothing is changing. He has to stand before Caesar, and Caesar's going to either let him live or have him killed because he's accused of being a cult leader. And from his prison cell, he writes this letter to the church of Philippi about joy and freedom. I don't think you heard me. I'm going to say that again. From his prison cell, Paul writes a letter to the church of Philippi about joy and freedom. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Because once you get it, you're going to realize that what happens next in your life doesn't depend on your environment or your situation or your genetics. And Paul is like, I want you to know that even though I'm in these chains and I'm stuck here for a little while, I feel the Holy Ghost today, come on. I'm stuck here for a little while. Raise your hand right now if you have a situation in your life that you have to go back to and you feel stuck in. See, God gave me this message for you today. Because Paul is stuck in a situation that he did not choose, but watch what he says in verse 13, my bonds in Christ. That's a strange thing to say because it's not like Jesus is the one that put him in the chains. It's not like God forced your parents to get a divorce when you were younger. It's not like God forced your father to move out on you and you grew up without a dad. Paul didn't make the choice to be in these chains. But now he's in these chains and he's making a choice. He's making a choice. Everyone say choice. Now, that's really when your life changes. If you want change to happen in your life, you have to make a choice. And I don't think we quite understand the power of making a choice. Paul said, I'm choosing to see my chains as something that God can use. And this doesn't make sense to the natural mind because Paul could preach to so many more people if he wasn't in these chains. Paul could start so many more churches if he wasn't in these chains. He could do a lot more if he wasn't in these chains. But look at what he does with this thing that seems to be holding him back. Paul says, I didn't choose these chains. I didn't want to be here. I want to get out. I didn't choose these chains. Some of you have sickness and pain in your body. Some of you have panic attacks. Some of you have anxiety. It's not like God gave you those chains, but now you have to choose. If God doesn't take them away, will you use the chains? Will you use the chains to show the world that even in my chains, I'm free? Even in my chains, I'm saved. Even in my chains, on my feet, I have a living hope today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm choosing to glorify the Lord today. It's the choice that we make. One little choice that he made. One little choice. He could have chosen to think that God doesn't love him because why would God leave me in this prison if he loved me? Some of you will walk away from God because he won't give you the answer to the prayer that you wanted, and you won't even understand that God is using the thing that you want him to take away to show the world who he is through you. So you make choices. Right now, in your life, it doesn't matter your age. You make choices, the kind of person that you want to become. You'll make some good choices and you'll make some bad ones. The kind of people you let into your life, the kind of language that you're going to use on a daily basis. And there's always going to be some consequences of your choices. And you do have a choice to make. Now, I'm not talking about big choices. I'm not talking about who you're going to marry one day or how many kids you want to have. This message isn't about that. I'm talking about the little choices that you're going to make later today or tomorrow. The little choices, because that's the way the enemy works. He knows that if he can get you to make a little choice, that compromises who you are, today's choices will become tomorrow's chains. Little choices. So if he can introduce you to a little something, if he could just get you to experiment with pornography or drugs or alcohol right now, it can lock something in your mind. If he can get you to do it once, then maybe he can get you to do it again. And so it was a choice. You make a choice to lie and tell your parents you were at one place and you know you weren't. And that's okay because it was just a little choice. But then the problem with choices is that they become habits. Your choice becomes a habit. And I'm not trying to beat up on anybody today. I make bad choices too, all the time. But they become habits. And at the time, it just seemed like a little thing, right? It just seemed like a little choice. And it's okay because it was just a little one. But the problem is you become what you repeatedly do. And so when you make a choice to do the little thing, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be porn or lying. For me, it's my eating habits. That's my problem. You know, I can't choose broccoli over potato chips. I can't choose water over Dr. Pepper. I don't have any self-control or moderation. So now my choice became my habit. And some people, I'm not even choosing to do it anymore. And some people will choose to get angry all the time. That might be your habit. If you respond in anger all the time, if I solve stuff with anger, it'll work. It'll work for a minute. It'll push people away, and it'll get me through my situation. But then it becomes a habit, and before I know it, I'm not even choosing to be angry anymore. Now it's automatic. So now my little choice that I made, it became a habit, and now I don't even have to think about it. Now I don't have to think about being angry anymore. I'm not choosing to be angry anymore. It's just automatic. And now it's gone beyond a choice. Now it's gone beyond a habit. It's become so automatic to me that now it's my identity. Now it's my identity, and now it's not even what I do. It's become who I am. And now I can't separate my identity as a child of God because I've become more identified with my chains than his grace. And it didn't look like a chain at first. It was just one choice, but the choice became a habit. It became automatic, and then it became my identity. And now that it's my identity, it's my nature. Now it's my nature. So you have a choice that became a habit, that became automatic. It's who you thought you were, and now it's my nature. This one's getting stuck. Can someone help me? I need someone to help me. No, not you. Not you, Pastor. Not you, Pastor. No, not you. Not you, Caleb. Not you, Caleb. Malachi, can you help me? Thanks. Come here. Let me see your wrist. Is this gonna fit? No, I got one more. Don't worry. Maybe somewhere. There it is. His wrist was the right size. I needed him for this illustration. And now I can't find my other one. So we'll just make it work. Let's see if this fits. Hold on to that. We'll make it work. So, because I didn't realize that when I was making these choices, hold on. When I was making these choices, the enemy was trying to get me on his chain, right? See, now with this illustration, it was supposed to tie around his wrist, but his wrist is too fat, so we're okay. So we're going to put it on there. Hold the other end of it for me. We'll make this work. We'll make it work. So now, the enemy has you on his chain. How old are you, Malachi?
14.
Okay. So now, if I can get you to make some choices when you're 14, now I got you. Now I got you. I convinced you to make those little choices that didn't matter. Then it became a habit. It became automatic. You thought it was who you were, and now it's your nature. So now I can just... Now I got you. I got you, but if I came at you directly with this chain, you would run, right? If I came at you directly with the chain, you would run. So I don't come at you with a chain. I come at you with a choice. That works. Let's do that. That'll work. Thank you. Oh. So now, he's helping me. It's all cool. So now you're not 14 anymore. Now you're 18. But some choices that I got you to make that became habits and became automatic, you did it over and over because practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. And so now you thought that's who you were and you became ashamed and now I'm just dragging you around. Now I'm pulling you around because I got you. And now you're 23 years old and you're going to try to go get married and walk that way and try to go love your wife. Go ahead, try to walk away. See, now I got you. You're trying to go get married and love your wife, but some choices I got you to make when you were 14, 15, 16, I got you. But I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not going to let you go. So I'm going to pull you back into some stuff that's going to keep you miserable. It's going to keep you bound and down and out. And this is why I'm preaching this to you today. This is why I'm preaching this to you. I'm tired of seeing God's children in chains. Chains of fear, chains of shame and regret to where you can't even think straight, and now the enemy becomes your master. You know, you're going to be a slave to something. Everyone under the sound of my voice today is going to serve something. What are you going to serve? Paul called himself a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm not a slave to sin any longer. Those chains are broken. So now Paul says, and this is the good part of the message, Paul says, because of my chains, God is being glorified. In fact, he said, if you gave me the choice to get out of these chains or to stay in these chains, if staying in these chains means that God gets the glory, I choose the chains. So God, if you can use my story, even all the painful parts, God, you can use me because I'm not a slave to sin. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God today. You know what Paul is saying? He's saying, I'm chained to grace. I'm chained to grace. And this is where it gets better for you because first I was the enemy and now I'm not. So let me show you what happens when you're chained to grace. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm chained to grace. Chained to grace. Let's put verse 18 up on the board, if you could, please. Verse 18. Paul says, the most important thing is that he must fulfill his purpose. And what is his purpose? That Christ is preached. That Christ is preached. And he's rejoicing. I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. If you get chained to popularity, how people feel about you will always just pull you around, right? If they like you, you're good. And if they don't like you, you're bad, right? You just get pulled around. If you make the most important thing in your life right now, how much you're going to have one day, or how you're feeling at any given moment, and you're chained to your feelings, then the enemy is always going to have you on his chain. And he can just pull that chain anytime that he wants. Your faith will go up and down, and it'll go in and out. But if you say the most important thing is, and this is the choice that I would love to see each and every one of you make today, right now, before you're all bound up, I know you've made some mistakes, but it's not too late. God got you to this place just in time to break those chains. He brought you here just in time so you could fulfill his purpose on your life. Paul said, these chains on my feet don't determine my joy because my purpose is to fulfill God's calling on my life. So now here's what happens. Let's say you try to get away from God, right? Let's say you try to get away from God. Go ahead, try to get away. Nope, go, you can try. I'm fat. I know you're stronger than me, but I got some weight. Nope, not going to happen. You're chained to grace now. Come on, try to get away. Well, maybe a little bit. I'm still fat, so you can't move me. One more time, because I don't think they're getting it. Come on, someone needs to celebrate this today. You're chained to grace now. You're not getting away from me. You're chained to grace now. You're not going to leave. Not popularity, not people's opinions, not an accomplishment. The only thing that matters is the purpose of God. I'm chained to grace. I'm chained to grace. Who the Son set free is free indeed. I'm chained to grace. Go ahead, go back to your seat. No, just walk. Nope. God says, I'm not done with you yet. I'm not done with you yet. I'm not done with you yet because you're my child. Go ahead and stand with me all over this house as the musicians come forward today. God said, I know about the addiction, and I chose you anyway. I chose you anyway. Church, we need to stop tormenting ourselves over the things that we can't control today. You're choosing your chains. Do you want to be chained to the grace of God today, or do you want to be chained to your feelings? Do you want to be chained to fake friends who come and go? Why would you want to chain yourself to people's opinions about you if they're not even going to be in your life tomorrow? And some of you have tried to run away from God. Some of you have tried to get away from him. But that little thing in your heart just won't go away because there's a calling on your life. Thank you. You can go. You can keep this as a memory of today. Thanks. Thank you. That little thing in your heart just wouldn't go away because you were chained to grace. You were chained to grace, and if you make the choice to become a worshiper today, if you make that choice, it'll become a habit, and it'll become automatic. And then it'll be your identity. Worship is not just what I do. Worship is who I am today. It's my nature. It's my nature. What chain are you going to choose today, church? Are you willing to get out of that seat and come to this altar and tell God that I'm chained to grace? Are you willing to choose to glorify God in your chains today? To give God all the glory, no matter what your chain is, so that he can use you to show the world his grace and his glory. These altars are open, church. The Holy Ghost is still in this place, and this is your time to choose your chain and give God the glory today. Thank you.